Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you. Our Friday where you and I get together, and with all of our listeners out there in, what are we going to call it?
Cyberland,
radio land, whatever.
Cyberland.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. Kick off the show with some listener questions. The first question, why is palladium down by two-thirds in 2 years?
Well, it got overbought. I made a little note here, Jim, and it was part of that craze in the first part of 2022, where the world was going to run out of everything. And one of the big ones then was nickel, but also palladium was part of that. So it got up to 3,425 in March 2022, and then the recent low is down around 949. And all you can say, it was part of the craziness of a wild speculative market. There were imagined shortages all over the world, so it went straight up, and it's not quite a straight-down crash, but it's impressive. Maybe down to support, but you can clock this one as game over for palladium.
Palladium is used in catalytic converters, isn't it?
Yeah, and many chemical systems and stuff like that. It's a
catalyst.
It is a precious metal, platinum, you know, group thing. So. Mm-hmm.
And also, I guess, with the push for electric cars, less demand for catalytic converters?
I hadn't thought about that, but that's not a story anyways, because the electric vehicle thing, fad, is also over and dying. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, our next set of questions from a listener. What's your take on the markets at this point at the end of a financial bubble?
Yeah, well, we're very, very methodical about financial bubbles, having done all the research, and there are four key features that you follow in going from the climax of a bubble into the post-bubble deflation. One is that in the final leg of the bubble, gold's real price goes down, and it's turned to heading up. The other is that copper's and other base metals, real price, go up with the bubble and then down. And this is happening. Real long interest rates go up. They're up by about 2.5 percentage points over the last year. And rising rates is headlines all over the place about how painful. Now, the work I've done on the previous bubbles going all, you know, 1929, 1873, et cetera, the typical increase in real long interest rates in treasuries in the senior currency has been 10 percentage points. And it's up by about 2 percentage points now. That's going to be trouble.
Do you expect a Santa Claus rally, or do you think it will be a short-lived or a very precarious setup in the current market?
Yeah, the stock market is kind of volatile. We'd looked for kind of a soft landing for the S&P in October, and then trading action through maybe until March, and these shortcoming rallies can be impressive. Now, if one comes along later in December, it'll be identified as the Santa Claus rally. If it doesn't happen, there won't be a Santa Claus rally, and that's all I can say about that.
Yeah. Now, in the U.S., they also have what they call the Turkey Day rally, where there's a bump the day before Thanksgiving and the day afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Going into the Thanksgiving period is always a positive, yeah. Or usual, yeah.
Where do you see interest rates in Canada going to as an ultimate high of this cycle?
Okay, now, you have to be selective. Treasury bill rates reached their peak 4 months ago and have now actually on the chart turned down. And this in itself is a warning because T-bill rates go up in a boom and down in the bust. We're looking now for some headlines by some Wall Street spokesman saying that the Fed's going to be lowering rates and it's good for the stock market. I had a wonderful one from September 2007, and the guy even said that lowering rates would certainly drive the stock market. Stock market high was that December, and then you had the worst crash since the 1930s. So there's very curious stuff on interest on short rates out there. So short rates have turned down. And long rates, as by treasuries, they've been rising. And on adjusted for inflation, they'll likely continue to rise. And then junk, it reached highs early in the year, and junk has rolled over. Now, so you have this, all these aspects, from short rates to junk to long treasuries. But within this, if anybody's interested in investing in income items, we think that 3 to 4 year term, good grade corporates will provide a decent return against relative to T-bills going to zero, and with, hey, not too bad a risk. So you have to be able to get in touch with a good bond trading desk for that one. But hey, no, it is an interest. And then for Canadians, if you go into the U.S. and get U.S. good grade corporates, again, of the 3 to 4 year maturity, you're going to get the benefit of being in U.S. dollars. So, yeah, I like the trade. You have to find a bond desk to do it.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye when we return.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your eye. High interest rates hurt growth stocks, and stocks sputtered interest rates will stay high.
This is a couple of headlines that close to the issue we've just been talking about. Through the bull market, interest rates went up with the stock market. Now both are beginning to falter. I'm looking for the perfect one where I think I've got it lower down there. Oh, yeah. This is the chief investment office at Harris Private Bank. On September 4th, 2007, quote, lowering interest rates will certainly help the stock market. There is no question about it. And ironically, you get the fastest plunges in the stock market with the fastest drops in T-bill yields. Where are these guys? They live in an intuitive world. They've learned theories that are intuitive, and they've never looked at the real world out there.
Headline, trouble is brewing in Biden's EV la-la land. That's electric vehicles.
Electric vehicles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying that the fad is over. They're sort of a visionary vehicle seen as pure. But the amount of weird elements and chemicals and stuff it takes to build one of those things. Now, also, it takes more energy to build one of those things than you ever get out of it. And that's not a winner. And then, besides that, they have a nasty habit of blowing up. So, the electric vehicle has been an unusual fad, and it was supported by all kinds of state subsidies and blessings and everything else. And then now practicality is coming in, and people are realizing that it's just not economic. That's the truth of it. So we see EVs going down.
Well, the comedy show 22 Minutes said there's a real lack of charging stations between Calgary and Toronto. So if you wanted to drive from Calgary to Toronto, you'd have to go to Vancouver to recharge your car.
Oh, I like that one. Actually, I saw an image of a seriously set up charging station. And back of the building was a diesel generator.
Yeah, and one of our mining interest guests pointed out a friend wanted to go all electric, but he prospects in Nevada, so he has to have a diesel power generator that he tows around with his car.
Well, here's another one that my friend, the brilliant engineer who consults to, you know, Ford, GM, and all that sort of stuff. And the other day we were talking, and he says, you know, Bob, just charging them up is a hazard. I said, why is that? He says, well, it heats up the circuitry and the battery as it's being charged. So then they have a separate cooling circuit, and the cooling liquid itself is inflammable. So even when you're charging them, they're at risk of blowing up and catching fire.
Well, airplane engines come with a fire extinguisher. Maybe your electric car has to have a built-in fire extinguisher where you pull the handle.
Well, fire chiefs in North America point out that the best thing to do with an electric vehicle battery fire is just stand back and wait for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's how long
otherwise
it takes.
Otherwise, you're going to pour, you know, maybe 50,000 gallons of water in. And then 2 days later, it'll reignite.
Headline, Moody's turns negative on U.S. credit rating, and the White House is upset about that.
Moody's, these credit rating agencies are really serious about being impartial. And if there are negative warnings, They're reporting them, which I like. And, of course, the crazy White House is going to get, and Democrats are going to get upset about it. So, but, hey, I think it's just straight, impartial reporting on credit risk.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, because Moody's decision on junk rating has Italy on edge. And Italy really relies on bond sales for its finances.
So. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Mother Nature's raising rates to choke off a generation of crazy credit speculation.
Just how bad is the IPO market, Bob? Well, the headline says, really bad.
I like that from the Wall Street Journal. The guy who crafted the headline on that one had some fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's disappearing. So,
well, one of the IPOs that was a darling briefly was WeWork, and now they're declaring bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah. There was one about WeWork, okay. You work, whatever.
And, yeah, WeWork.
Yeah, that one is a complete disaster.
Yeah, they have an office tower in downtown Vancouver on Burrard Street, I believe.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Well, they've got it.
Headline from Reuters, Japan's wholesale inflation slides sharply, sign of warning cost pressures.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, cost pressures are coming down. Yeah.
Well, we have this whole thing where the supply chain problems are being solved.
Yep.
And that was the big reason that we had shortages and price hikes and so on.
Well, they saw shortages, but shortages didn't happen. So we had any number of commodities soaring right up. And now you look back and you're kind of getting a series of them. Lately, it's cocoa, sugar... Mm. Oh, hell, I can't remember what the third one was. Cocoa and sugar, they just get, you know, they're next on the list and up they go. But remember last year when lithium was the rage and it soared up to 600,000 in November and now it's down to something like 160,000. And obviously, the game is over for the lithium craze. And there's actually a lot of the stuff above and around. But then if the electric vehicle fad fades, hey, that's a little play on words, there's just going to be way too much lithium around. And the price will adjust for it.
They're also looking for alternatives, aren't they? There's some pretty massive battery research going on because they know lithium-ion batteries do like to overheat.
Yeah, and then also the Trudeau government has funded something like $20 billion to build some kind of a battery plant in Saskatchewan or Manitoba, and that is after the game is over. It's ridiculous. And but remember... maybe about 15 years ago, the government subsidized a huge sunshine electrical generator. I think it was near Tonopah. And that one had all kinds of mirrors all the way around and then this tall spire sticking up yep. where the heat was going to melt salt. It had molten salt generator and... They turned it on for a bit and was absolutely impractical, and I think it was about $1 billion went to zero. So,
well, it reminds me of a science fiction story where fans in South America were upset at a referee at a soccer game, and they all turned their mirrors on him.
Oh!
And so 60,000 people shone a mirror on the referee, and he disappeared in a puff of smoke.
That would be a good short story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was a very good, I think, by Arthur C. Clarke or Isaac Asimov, one of the classics.
Asimov, yeah. I used to read a lot of science fiction when I was in high school. You know, I even had a periodical, If Worlds of Science Fiction. I think came maybe every 2 months or something like that.
Yeah, I think another one was called Amazing.
Probably.
Well, anyway, back in the old now, so much of that now rocket ships actually can land on their tails just like they did in the old science fiction Buck Rogers days, right?
Yeah.
Headline: Dudley warns U.S. fiscal position is on unsustainable trajectory.
Yeah, it is. It is probably worse than any time in its history since. Mm. Since the revolution that started, there was, with the revolution and the incorporation of the U.S. and the Constitution, all that, there was a massive inflation. And that was just straight printing bills, you know. And But the Constitution within it is... said that states have got to settle accounts in silver, and what has bypassed the Constitution has been the central bankers with the Federal Reserve. And they've developed a cult, is that unless we're doing something, something bad's going to happen. And this is where I think is once this contraction becomes a little more severe, the public or ordinary guys are going to look at the situation and say, hey, you guys spent trillions of our taxpayers' dollars to prevent bad things from happening. I think the only way you can reform the Fed is disciplining them, and disciplining them is putting them on a gold standard, and I believe that'll happen.
Headlines have caught my eye. The federal court has overturned Canada's federal ban on single-use plastic, deeming the policy unreasonable and unconstitutional. The decision said it found that the classification of plastics was too broad to be listed on the toxic list of substances, and there's no reasonable apprehension that all plastic items are harmful. Essentially, it quashes a cabinet order that listed plastics such as plastic bags, straws, and takeout containers to be toxic under the Environmental Protection Act.
Yeah, so that was just government bullies being bullying and on a mission. And now the kids can have proper straws for drinking beverages and Slurpees and all that kind of stuff. And you can get, I hope we soon see, the very convenient plastic shopping bags at grocery stores. They're very helpful. And because they were always helpful for putting the garbage out, you know.
Yeah, they found in Ireland when they banned single-use plastics and people were using their grocery bags for garbage, they break down faster in the landfill than the proper garbage bags do because they're thicker. So it actually started making more plastic waste.
Yeah.
Also, plastic bags in Vancouver, I think, are essential from the months of September to April because it's raining all the time. And if you're a transit user and you have to take your groceries home in the rain using
a paper bag. And it's getting wet.
Oh, man, I just saw a little old lady have a disaster on the bus with
that.
Well,
ages and ages ago, my mom used to quip to me, she says, son, have you heard the story about the guy who carried beer in a paper bag? And the answer was it hadn't leaked out yet.
Another headline that caught my eye. Tim Hortons is opening their first outlet in Singapore. So if you're overseas, you can order a double-double.
Now that is outstanding. I'd like to see a business do well. And these guys in opening Singapore is amazing.
I love their bear claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little too much. And our last headline, Amazon is going to start selling Hyundai cars in a couple of years.
So I hadn't seen that one. They would have to have depots for inventory. And I guess you just put your order through the internet, through Amazon, and buy your car, and probably some places will deliver or go and pick it up. Hey, that's going to be interesting to follow.
I just wonder how big the box will be. Amazon notorious for delivering small objects in big boxes.
Yeah, no, I think they have to have distribution centers on those.
Car in a box.
Yeah, well, I bought my first car a year out of high school in Penticton, and it was a 1931 Model A coupe, and the guy who lived just a few houses up the street had it, and I paid $40 for the Model A coupe, and I can't remember what I paid for insurance. I must have had insurance on it, but I can't remember that, so...
Bob, always fun when we chat.
Jim, good to be with you, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
comments made on HowStreet.com Radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.